all of the research is unanimous that if you have a faster loading site, you're going to have a higher increased conversion rate, increased average order value, increased customer LTV, reduced bounce rates, reduced abandoned cart rates.
Hey, I'm Cody Schneider. Welcome to the In the Pit podcast. I have 10 plus years of marketing experience, and on this show, we talk to growth marketers and founders of companies about the tactics and strategies they're using to grow their companies. You're going to learn insane knowledge, and honestly, this is just an excuse for me to download the information from other people who are better at certain aspects of my job than I am. So today we're hosting my friend Lucas, and Lucas is a page speed optimization expert. Lucas is going to share how page speed optimization affects your activation and also your signup and conversion rate. He focuses a lot on the e-commerce space, but this is applicable to any software or service company where there's some type of self-service mechanism built into the acquisition pipeline or funnel. This is something that's super simple, but is often extremely overlooked. I think that's something that all of us need to focus on more when we're looking at the user journey from the initial touch. Before we jump in, this podcast is brought to you by Swell AI. Swell AI is a content repurposing platform powered by AI. You upload an MP4 file or source text, and you can turn that into any form of content you're looking for. You can make clips, blog posts, social media posts, newsletters, anything that you can imagine, you can have it repurpose. The biggest thing that I see companies using it for is basically building a content engine. Every company is going to be a media company, and so you're going to have to figure out how to incorporate and build this media arm of your business. Swell AI is the platform to do that. If you have questions about it, reach out to me directly or just go to swellai.com to take it for a test drive. The show is also brought to you by Podcast Guest Launch. Podcast Guest Launch is a partner that I've been working with for the last 6 months. Basically, what they do is they place you on podcasts, and it's honestly been one of the most unbelievable services that I've used. So my friend Michael started the company, and what it does is they basically identify podcasts for you to go on that have large audiences. They then pitch them to get on the shows. And the byproduct of this is you get media coverage on those podcasts. You get backlinks to your website, which helps you rank organically for SEO. And then the other thing that you get is all of this media that you can chop up into clips for your personal brand. So it's an incredible service. I've been on like 30 plus shows in the last 3 months. It's actually ridiculous. Go to podcastguestlaunch.com. Again, that's podcastguestlaunch.com. Tell Michael that I sent you. It's also in the show notes of the episode or the description on YouTube. And go get this service. It's going to be a game changer. Subscribe to this podcast right now if you want to learn how to grow your business. If you're on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, hit the subscribe button to get more marketing alpha.
What's
What up,
going
man?
on, baby? What's up?
Not much. We're live, so we're going with
Oh
it.
shit.
Hell yeah.
okay
Dude, you went viral last week because of what it looked like when you were
man yeah
managing all the client inbound. Holy shit.
It was wild. And I made the dumbass decision, I mean important but silly time decision of hiring some more devs right when that happened. So it was just like
Amazing.
35 or 40 great inbound leads for possible developers and like 10, 15 leads for potential clients, and doing custom site speed audits for each of them. It's been a hectic couple of days, but best problem ever, man.
Dude, it's like one of those things where you're like, God damn it. But at the same time, it's like,
nothing I'd rather be doing. So,
no, I feel that's awesome, man. Just for context for people, Lucas does it's a Shopify site speed, but it's all e-com, right? You're doing.
So site speed optimization, we specialize in Shopify stores. It's just they're the kind of the trickiest ones to optimize. And it's also the one that it seems, in my experience, being a Shopify store owner since 26 and then now being on the other side of the buck is very, as I'm sure we'll talk about, a lot of staggering amounts of kind of misconceptions about what a fast Shopify site actually means and then what realistic numbers are and what's possible. And also as to that viral video, what's real and what's a scam, you know?
100%, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, and just to reiterate, like what's happening is, so first off, let's take a step back. So why the fuck should anybody even be caring about this if they're in e-com? Like you gave me a stat, can't remember the number. I'd love to, you can probably remember it, but it's like when you increase your site speed by like 1 second for
Oh,
checkout
man.
related stuff, it increases revenue by some number. Can you tell me?
Yeah, so there's so many of them. It's not like, you know, there's some promised 1 second faster equals this. And there's been so many different companies that have done a variety of research. There's like a Shopify, Google themselves, I think with Google, Deloitte did a huge amazing PDF that I suggest you guys go search. Go search Milliseconds Make Millions, I think it's called, by Deloitte, which is a gargantuan company. They're speaking more on an enterprise level, but the stats speak pretty well to e-com as a whole, and really just sites as a whole. Cloudflare, Portent, they've all done their own separate research, and half of them, most of them, don't even sell any site speed services at all. And all of the research is unanimous that if you have a faster loading site, you're going to have a higher increased conversion rate, increased average order value, increased customer LTV, reduced bounce rates, reduced abandoned cart rates. It's just, we're in the age of, I want things now, you know? And one thing I always like to say, because this was me, and this is a lot of people I talk to who are business owners on the other side of this that are like, I hear often like, dude, yeah, this is cool. And I see the stats, but like, I anecdotally can't remember the last time that I left a site because it took 4 seconds to load. Like, I don't get totally. It, right? And it's a lot of business owners are kind of like, the stats are cool, but I just couldn't see somebody. And then it's like, I always say like, yeah, but do you spend 7 hours in a row on TikTok every day? And like, are you into the new trending stuff? And do you like watching people pretend to be NPCs on TikTok for 3 hours in a row? Maybe you do, but probably not, right? You're probably busy doing stuff, but we are not them to an extent, right? Like the average
on like a mobile, like the browser that's built into these platforms. I think that's the thing too, that like a lot of these,
they want to get back to it.
100%, right? And it's like cool, like swipe up happened, it's there, and it's like, so you're loading inside of the application, mm-hmm. like you're not even leaving the platform. So like, yeah, that's a component, like, yeah, that
whacks. Yeah, it's like, and they're in their dopamine cycle, right? And like, 100%. They gotta really say, you hit them with a really cool ad, great, good work, right? You fill in that top of funnel, but then they land on your site. And this is another thing too, is right, a lot of people do site speed tests, say on say Google PageSpeed Insights, on a full untapped connection from their home on desktop, and be like, yeah, oh, that loaded pretty fast and my numbers aren't horrible. It's like the majority of people are going to be on their phone, as stats show, but also on like a less than ideal connection oftentimes. So diving in, it's one thing we do always when we do reports for our clients, is we'll not only just say like, how's it loading untethered, but how's it loading with a throttled 3G connection, with a 4G connection on a, you know, old Galaxy S10. We can emulate all these things and run, you know, and if it's a European client, then we'll run it from European servers and the connections will be different there. So there's so much more nuance to it, but they're always slower than it seems. That's for damn sure. When you do the screen recordings and you show the before and after, it's always quite dramatic. That's for sure.
I can imagine, man, like that alone, you're like, cool. Like, yeah, it's still loading and that person just bought.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But to answer your question that I just like completely tangented off of, there's so many different, I don't want to just say like, oh, 1 second faster equals a 7% increase in conversions, which is what one of them said. But it's weird because conversions will kind of like, Unbound showed there's this kind of flow where you'll have a huge drop off and then it kind of levels. And then some sites will actually kind of like go back up, because those, I think, represent kind of the, you and I'd say like the more high intent purchasers are like, I'm staying on this site anyways. I'm here to buy this thing. You know, this is the 40th link that I've been researching to buy this, whatever, XGlide pan or something,
so
right?
Like, so the consumption rate where it's like a drop, exactly, an initial drop. And then there's like, you know, you get through that smile curve where they're very bought in, like maybe they're deeper purchasing decision making. Super interesting.
Exactly. But regardless of that, if you can hit them faster, you don't want to like hope that you have a bunch of high intent buyers, right? If you're paying to feed that traffic in, you want to just get that largest contentful paint. And there's so much we can talk for hours on this, but largest contentful paint, having that like main asset load on the mobile page or on the desktop page, that's key beyond all. Fully loaded is great, but just having the facade of being fully loaded is the most important thing, right? So they can see it and kind of just take that extra 2 or 3 seconds to read what they're looking at. And in that time, everything below the fold is still rendering probably. And exactly. So it's a lot of just like optics as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so how did you get into this? Like, I feel like this is such a new thing. Tell me that. Like, it's like, I'm always interested in like these weird things. Like, I just talked to a guy like super recently and he's like, yeah, man. He's like, if you want to buy a house, like just go. And he's like, send out like cold, like mail, like direct mail to like the homes in a neighborhood that you would want to live. Yeah. And it's like, have it be a photo of you with like your girlfriend and your dog and be like, hey, I want to buy your home. I'm not a realtor. I'm not a, you know, I'm just like a normal person. Yeah. Have a QR code that like you go scan and it's a video of you like, I want to buy your home. But anyways, just like, I love weird stuff. But like, talk to me about how you got into this.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I've been in e-com since 2016. I started a course, print on demand apparel store, as one does on Shopify. And ever since I've been building and scaling stores. And ever since then, I remember one time I'd added a bunch of apps to my store and it was starting to load pretty slow. And so I was just like, oh man, this can't be good, right? Like, it's gotta be annoying. I like the fast site. I was in my mid 20s and even more impatient back then. So I was just like, oh, researching fast site importance. And it was, oh shit, the stats are strong even back then. I should really get this thing. So what do? You search site speed optimization. And where did I get brought to the first thing? Of course, like anybody, it's Fiverr, Upwork. And I'm just starting a, you know, new upstart. So I'm not going to pay for some crazy development company to come in. I'm like, all right. So you're looking at, it's like, you just chalk it up to like overseas labor. Wow, for $20, they're going to optimize my site and make it fast. And the data I just read from, like, you know, insert Google, Shopify, massive software company, says I'm going to increase my conversion rates by like up to 70%. Am I allowed to swear? Yeah.
Yeah, man. 100%.
To you, I'm like, that would be weird. But like, what the fuck? That makes
no
sense.
The only time I don't swear, it reduces reach, but podcasting, I own the channel.
Fair, totally. I'm always like asterisking my fucks on Twitter. Like, I don't want to drop my reach on this. But
I was post wrong on purpose. It does two things. Yeah. Yeah. It's like S-H-I and then post. But it like,
yeah, so shit, post.
I just found that it reduces reach, which is hilarious. But the other side is people always go and correct me in the comments. Sorry, I'm digressing. But hack thing that's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway. Don't talk dirty on Twitter. You'll reach less people. That's my unique voice, man. Oh, that's cool. Whatever you prefer then.
Okay. So you're like offshore talent. No, that's just, they make your site go 99% page.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. Exactly. So which is the alarm bell should be ringing. Yeah. It's like you think about that too. Like, now I'm on the other side of it, which we'll get to in a moment. But you guys, like anybody listening, it's that age old trope of it sounds too good to be true. It is. And I've never seen anything in my life where it's more true than in business, right? Like, if you want to hire an agency that's going to scale any sort of, you want them to do it well, it's going to cost you, right? Like, if you want to get a really well-designed, fast, sexy, modern site on a brand new, you know, custom built theme on Shopify, it's going to cost you, right? And anybody who says, oh, we'll build you this, or we'll get you this crazy for a tiny portion of cost that you could ever imagine, it never works out, right? And I'm sure a lot of people can attest to that. And site speed is the exact same thing. And I like a lot of people that come to me and that just kind of, they just aren't technical founders like I wasn't. They just see, oh shit, well, I mean, the score is going to, what is it? The score is going to go to 90, 95. It's on Google. I trust Google. That means fast, right? Like, and they're doing it. And you see, they go on Fiverr and it's like hundreds of 5-star reviews for these people that have been doing this for ages. And so I bought in and now we'll explain that I got scammed. And so did anybody else who, and it's not just Fiverr and Upwork too. I'm talking, I don't want to like call out too many names, but this is a very important thing to know. If you have a Shopify store and you've got apps, right? Like, you have Hotjar, Yotpo, or like heavier apps, those are third-party apps. They can't be optimized to pretty much any extent without, let's just say in a normal situation, they just can't be optimized, especially if you're paying for just a simple optimization.
Yeah, there's so much JavaScript that has to load right before that. Like, there's no
way. It's third party as well. It's off in the nether on their servers, right? That's how Shopify works. So my dog's just whining. Chill, Charlie.
It's all good.
I want to be on the show, man.
Oh, dude, he's so sneaky. I swear to God sometimes. But anyway.
No, he's just sitting there going, look at me. So you end up with this situation where you pay for this optimization and you think like, okay, nothing got faster. And if you're really paying attention to your stats, almost certainly your SEO drops. And most people just end up thinking like, oh, I guess site speed is, I was right. Like, nobody cares about this. And it's just a big sham. And all of this data is just, it's for some other niche. It's obviously not for mine because I actually ended up doing worse. I'm just going to leave it be and let Shopify do what it does. Maybe I'll get a new theme. And then just, they don't think about it again. So what actually happens is these site speed optimization specialists that offer to get your scores up to 75, 85, 90 promised without even seeing your site, what they're doing is running a variety of different scripts. Sometimes they're as simple as just this one line of text you could go find right now. If you just search document write scam script, you'll probably find it within like a couple seconds. You just copy paste it, put it in the top of a theme.liquid, and it will do what I'm about to say. So, and they also get way, way, way more complex to the point that like my developers who are really good at sniffing this stuff out have to like dive deep into code, and they know something's going on and it'll be hidden behind like hex code, which is basically like encrypted. It's not, they can't read what it is. They have to like reverse engineer it to see what the actual code language is. And then, so it gets really complex, but they're all achieving the same thing, which is essentially if Lighthouse, which is the Google PageSpeed Insights algorithm that does the speed test, or put it this way, if pings my site, I feed them a drastically reduced version of the site instead of the full site. They just feed you a drastically stripped down version of the site. And so then the performance number goes through the roof because they're being fed this minuscule iteration of your actual site. It's like either it'll just point to the header or the footer, or all of your main assets on the page will just be completely gone. And the funny thing is, it even shows it to you if you search on PageSpeed Insights. Like if I share my screen, can I just press share here?
Yeah, you should be fine. I was just looking at one on Shopify. I was about to, and this guy's like, yeah, I got to a 90, but my SEO just tanked. And it was basically, it's a document.write. That's all they did there. And they're like, look at the loading frame. It's straight up just like, it's the social media images only. That's the only thing that's loading on the initial
that's
content.
It. So I'm not going to go up to the top, and like you can still kind of see logos and stuff, but I'm just going to keep, I don't want to like, these are brands that are obviously like getting scammed, and I don't want to put too much.
Dude, I'd air it out, name the names and be like, let me help you.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to them privately, but you know, like it's just, they're just trying to build a business.
No, of course.
I've been, that's like one of my, honestly, and this is a whole side thing, but one of my biggest outbound strategies, if I've even needed it, I've been getting so much inbound just from Twitter and from X, whatever, and posting these videos. But when it's time to like really go for it again, I'm just going to go to all these sites. I'm going to go into their reviews. I'm just going to look at their happy testimonials like I did in this case. So this, to avoid litigation, even though it's very clearly some shiesty shit going on, this company is the number one review for, I'll just say, an AI-backed, revolutionary, venture-backed, New York, America-based, venture-backed company that promises to use groundbreaking AI technology to optimize your sites faster with their edge technology. And edge tech is actually a real thing. They might use it, but they're also employing, instead of just being honest with their clients and saying, listen, a 97 performance score is not really attainable. Even on desktop, it's like, it can kind of happen, but it'll almost only ever happen on like a ground up build and like a extremely stripped down basic homepage with no GIFs, no videos, hyper compressed images, like
he makes conversions happen.
Exactly. So it's funny, like once you see this, you can't unsee it, right? Like check this out, guys. You look at the screenshot. Like, does that look like a homepage? I'm not going to show you the actual homepage of the company, but it's just nothing and just a footer. And then it shows, if you go down here for any site you want to go check out.
People that are listening, all it is just header and the footer that's loading. Like the pain by pain, just go to the YouTube and you'll be able to see this. But I'm just saying for the people that are just on the podcast, I can see it.
Oh, gotcha.
Just listening to audio, but.
Of course, podcast. Come on, noob.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, you go to pagespeed.com.
There's nothing even there. Like it.
And it's just so load, and then just footer. And it's like, oh, wow, 97 performance score. And all it's showing, if you go into a PageSpeed Insights report, you scroll down a little bit, and it shows you the whole kind of process of how the page loaded. I want to make it very well known to anybody that it shouldn't show anything different. Lighthouse is just supposed to be at this PageSpeed.web.dev, PageSpeed Insights. It's just emulating a visitor visiting your site. They have no intent. There's no reason for it to show anything different. So anybody who dances around and says, oh, no, it's because the Google bot doesn't render images because it doesn't see what we see. Well, one, this isn't Googlebot. Googlebot and Lighthouse are completely different, you know, algorithms. But at the same time, this is meant to just emulate what we see as visiting a site.
So it's human. Like that's the whole
but
point.
Human.
Of this
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And there's a bunch of different versions of this too. It's like, so this is the footer.
So why would they be doing this in the first place? Do they think this affects SEO? Like they're like, oh, my page speed, or they think this is going to improve conversion, but the human side of it is they can't see shit. So there's no way that it's going to improve conversion. Like,
not at all. So like, obviously you're not seeing this, right? So this is another example. So instead of just going to the footer, this company that got scammed is just, it's their actual hero image. But as you can see, there's not a single, there's no buttons, there's no H1 text, there's no subheader, there's no anything. It's just a blank photo. It's got the logo and some text up top, some navigation up top. But if you go to their actual site, it's full of a bunch of stuff. You go to another example, this one's even more stripped down. It got 100 performance score, amazing. All this pointing to is just gray nothingness. And in reality, it's got a blown up, super super high definition photo of a beautiful woman. It's got their logo right here. It's got some text. It's got a button for shop now, like any site you would imagine would have. And they just strip these down completely. Now, as to the why, one, it's a lot easier to, and this is, I've heard this from developers before. When I was starting to hire for developers for this, I would start asking them like, oh, okay, do you do any sort of sneaky script redirects? And the ones that did would either say no, and then I'd ask them a couple questions or ask to see some sites they worked on. I'd inspect them and immediately find out. And at some point they'd admit, and their justification was just always, yeah, but like no customer wants to hear you say, oh, the best performance score we can get you is a 60 for your Shopify store, and that will be outstanding, or a 50. Like best case scenario, we spend an extra 10 hours, we'll get you to like a 70 or something. Nobody wants to hear that. I'm like, that's just lazy though. That's just set realistic expectations with your clients, educate them to the fact that these are not possible numbers due to how Shopify is built as a app as a whole, as a platform, and educate them. You'll gain more trust from them. You'll educate them. You'll teach them something. They'll become better business operators and you'll have a strong relationship. And instead they're like, yeah, that sounds hard. Let's just put some malicious script on their site and get their number up into the 90s, yes, and then number up customer happy.
Thing I've heard
it's so shiesty, man. So shiesty. It's so shiesty. And it's like, this isn't just small new entrepreneurs like I was back then getting tricked by this. And I won't name names, but like, well, if you're on Twitter, if you're on like business Twitter, I've been reached out to in the past couple of weeks by people you know that are operating multi-million dollar big ass businesses on Shopify. We're like, hey, can you check out my site? It'd be interesting to work with you guys. I just had it optimized, but it's acting weird lately. And we've actually seen a drop off in performance, and they got scammed by the same shit. It runs the whole gamut. And there's also agencies.
And email every company and just be like, hey, like, you're like, oh my God, you're about to have the craziest 2024. I'm going to call a shot right now with it, but it's 100% about to go down. Like, oh my
God. Yeah, man, I know. I'm just building the team right now and just get everything set up. Because like, this is the thing too, is like you said, why? Doing actual site speed optimization work, it's rigorous, it's man.
Yeah.
It's a grind. And it's like, I think about it, like I sit with my devs as they go through it. It's like borderline forensic. There's the basic stuff you can do, but if you want to go above and beyond for the client and be like world class at this stuff, they're like solving problems in the craziest ways. And they'll take, say there's like a banner app. You download two apps that do like banners and maybe one for a notification pop-up. My devs very often will just like delete those apps and just hard code those in, which isn't like crazy to do, but again, it takes more time. And then if they're on a 2.0 theme, they now have the ability to take all the CSS and kind of compartmentalize it. So it loads in kind of batches, which doesn't make a huge difference in itself and takes hours and hours and hours to do, but it's like that like 1,000 cuts kind of thing in a good way. 1,000 pats on the back. I don't know, whatever the opposite cuts would be. 1,000 drops in the bucket. I don't know. But it's just so it's like it's tedious, but also I gotta pay my developers for this work. And I'm not charging crazy, crazy money. So the margins aren't like whoa. Insane. So it's just so many the competition stays low because so few people want to like spend the, especially non-technical founders. Like I came into this, I don't want to spend the 1,000 hours. Like 100%.
Where it's like, yo, like, well, we're going to do a 5-hour sprint and we can probably get it to this page speed load. And then like the last bit is where it takes more time. But at that point you can just like, okay, we think we need 10 more hours and that will get us to this number. Is that worth it? You know what I mean? Cause then I'm just thinking it's like, cool. Like there's this bump pricing that could be a variable within that. So like
definitely
margin or, you know, just an idea, but.
Oh, for sure. My pricing is going to change aggressively as well too. One thing I've set up to, I've had a couple meetings with, I've been treated really, 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 really well from the Shopify dev space. I've been coming up with that video and just, I think they see I'm coming from a very genuine place and I just want to do
like
really good
like Shopify
work.
Shopify devs that like work at Shopify or like
yeah, some that work at Shopify, some that got laid off in the crazy round of layoffs that they have that are now just some that just have been like, you know, just like rogue Shopify devs that are like legends in the space. I've just kind of reached out to a bunch of them. They saw my page, saw what I was doing and were like, this guy means well. And they're kind of like taking me under their wing a little bit and telling me even more and helping me understand even more about how these things can be done. And it's also important to stay going back to like the spotting these scammy things. You can see the footer, you can see the header, you can see things missing assets. But sometimes we have a client that I'm trying to like figure out how they did this, but the part you see on the loading pane on Speed Insights will look totally normal. Our best guess is that they're actually loading a screenshot of what you see above the fold in a super compressed version. So it looks like the site's loading fully, right? Because they've smart enough to be like, hey, you don't even need to be that smart if you're running this scam to be like, oh, the loading pane looks like a scam. Let's just load. Let's redirect
like
to
super,
a
super like it's a PNG that's like a super small like megabyte size or whatever, right? It's a kilobyte.
Yeah, like hyper compressed, like freaking 10 kilobyte thing because it's showing up in this tiny little loading pane, and most people are just like they don't even see when they see fucking it load shit. Super shiesty. Like these companies doing millions a month are and this is a really important part too, that like, all that sucks, but Google knows about this. And John Mueller, who's like one of the more kind of outward facing part, he's, you know, he's been on a lot of like fireside chats in the Google dev community and whatnot and SEO community. He has said, and as if you know about Google, you know, they're very enigmatic. They're very mysterious. They don't say like, oh, you'll be penalized for this. Don't do, they're just
they're like the Fed. They don't ever actually say anything. Cause it's like,
but he says it very clearly when it comes to site speed. He's like, anybody in any way who tries to trick the Lighthouse algorithm, we know about it. We know about all the different ways you are found out and you have been flagged. Like anybody trying to cheat the Lighthouse algorithm, you're fucked and you won't ever know about it. So I've had so many stories of people, just like shitty anecdotes of people having a, you know, and like sometimes before Black Friday or before a huge part of their season, or maybe they're a seasonal business and they want to optimize right before and they don't know any better. They go, and this is a crazy thing too. You go to gtmetrics.com, which is probably my favorite tool. I love it. I have the pro version. It's amazing. But you go to gtmetrics.com. Metrics with an X, and you run an analysis, super well-known site, probably millions of visits a month. It's not fucking a day. I don't know. So much traffic. And right under their site speed report, it says, want to make your site faster? Click here. And they obviously have some sort of affiliate partnership with Fiverr. And it brings you to a link for just the search term speed optimization on Fiverr. And it points to 99% fucking scammers. So it's like GT Metrics is complicit in this, knowingly or unknowingly.
Can you see this code? Sorry to interject, but can you see this code in the page when it's like you're saying that file, like that document?
Document.write's like level one. That's you know, oh, I want to start scamming people. I want to make some quick money. I found some Black Hat SEO forum that was from 2017. And they said, oh, just go on Fiverr and, you know, offer site speed optimization and say this and add this script and they'll be happy and you'll make $50 to $100 and you can do 100 clients a month. The document.write's like baby's first scam kind of thing, you know? And so you can just, search document. And this is also important to note, document.write, to my knowledge, a fantastic thing that can be utilized in a really cool ways too. So it's not like if the phrase document.write is anywhere present in your code that you're being scammed, but it's only used mostly for really complex kind of like cool, where somebody explained it to me in one way where like you could have a customer who, you know, like their user, their IP or whatever is a really high value customer, and you can redirect them to more like sales focused or like a, you know, owed support or version of your site. Like you do a lot of really cool redirection of certain tranches of your clientele through document.write. And I'm getting like in over my head on that, but it can be used in an ethical way and it can be used in an unethical way. And even if you go into the PageSpeed Insights report, they actually have a document.write part of the audit. So it's like, if you're using document.write, it'll say avoid using document.write. Like Google doesn't like it in any way, because it starts kind of muddling the waters. But even the most like sneaky of scripts, if you give a good developer long enough, they'll search and they'll find it. And it depends on, this is the thing with the scammer side too, they just need to make it once. And if they make it really sneaky and hide it really well and do that hex coding stuff I was talking about and hide it and obscure it, it's just going to take, they just like pretty much, it's like someone will be on the scent and they'll just give up. And they're like, oh, I know it's here somewhere because these numbers aren't possible. And I don't know. And they'll just kind of throw their hands up and they just need to build that scam once and then they just port it to every site. But just know this, if any, doesn't matter what their background is, how many video testimonials they have, how many happy people referred you to them, how great their site looks, if they just say blanket, we can get your Shopify site speed score from whatever it's at to 80, 85, 90 plus mobile, you're being scammed. You're being scammed in one way or another. No reputable site speed optimization agency is going to say that. And then you see the other side and you look at other companies that are doing the work the right way. And they're very like, well, we're not going to say anything close to 80, 85, 90. Like, see if we can get you 60. And this is a whole other topic of like, the performance score on PageSpeed Insights is not built for Shopify. And it is a horrible, horrible, horrible indication of actual page performance. So that's one of the first expectations I set with every client is like, let's not fixate on that number because it'll go up, but it's not going to go up to some number that's going to make you go, it's not a good metric to focus on by any means. The only thing I like to use
is really that side by side that you're trying to actually like,
yeah, okay, how like, perceived speed. And not only like just a lot of people would just look at the homepage and be like, oh, your site speed scores, well, it's kind of mad, but like, okay, what about the product page?
Just to a product page. Like it's not...
Exactly. Yeah. And like, how long does it take to go from this page? Like what's the time from I click that button and I have a fully loaded or a perceived fully loaded, you know, product page? How long does it take to go from the product page to the checkout? How long does it take to, you know, do three quick successions, like add to cart, go to bag, checkout? Like what are the time successions between those? That's the real speed that matters, is how snappy. And then CLS, like cumulative layout shift. How much are things moving around when I'm trying to scroll down? You know, when you go to a site and you're like, go to click on something. And then right when you go to click, the page is still loading and the asset moves and you click on something different. And then that page starts loading. You know, fuck. And you go back and it's just starting to freeze up because you're giving it too much prompts. That's what bad CLS does. So just getting everything snappy, loading fast and moving around the site to all the different aspects and making the entire kind of flow of your experience, navigating it quickly, like it does on any good app. That's what a good site speed optimization is. It isn't having a certain number in any way on a performance score in Google. It's time to action.
Super interesting. So it's like working your way back from this like thing I'm trying to get to work through, like how can I like almost create these segments of that and then reduce each of those segments and then the aggregate is what create. Yeah.
And a lot of it's consultative as well. It's sitting with the client and being like, okay, what are your most, we're going to optimize everything, but like, what's your standard customer flow? And if they have that data, it's like, okay, well let's, you know, do a before and after and see, okay, they land, you bring most of your traffic to these pages. Okay. Let's optimize those first and foremost, do all the things we can to optimize those. And then let's see what that customer journey is. And let's see what the load times are in between those pages and to, you know, how snappy is it moving up and down on different connections too, again, right? Like, let's emulate a 4G connection in San Antonio, Texas, and see how snappy it is. Okay, now let's run it full speed on an M3 brand new MacBook. Okay, it's going to be much nicer, of course, right? And just giving those like realistic real world expectations of the performance is vital. That's the actual performance.
Space? Like, actually,
WordPress is huge too. WordPress is huge.
Yeah. What's the fastest loading right now, like e-commerce platform? And there, I mean, it's probably different for each of them. Like, Squarespace. Squarespace. Really?
Right. Like out the box, Squarespace.
No way. Really? Yeah. I'm shocked. That's crazy.
Yeah. Squarespace. It's out of like all the like consumer focusing, just like I want to build my first site. Squarespace is among the top, if not the top. Last I checked, it's just really snappy, but it's also probably one of the least flexible, which is what gives it a lot of its performance as well, right? Like there's not much you can really do with it, but you look at a just like basic Squarespace site, snap. Man, they only have like, they have like 20 apps or something, you know?
I want to do lead gen for you.
I can't handle like it right now, man.
I know, that's the problem. I'm like, but I'm over here and I'm like, God, this would be so easy to sell. Like, that's the funniest thing to me.
Oh, man, I'm happy to work with you.
At some point, I mean, get your team set in and get your like your SOP set up and stuff. Because I know you're scaling like crazy right now just with the amount of inbound. I imagine ludicrous, but how many? So you said it was like 35. You got 35 inbound clients that were qualified.
I honestly haven't even worked through all of them yet. I launched this video and I had a lot of just like, we're doing a complete like restructure, reorganization of our loft here. So we just have shit all over the place. And I had a couple busy days of just like getting some other just admin stuff and life errands done. And then this all happened. It's like, okay, I got to somehow figure out how to do all that. Still like take some time to go to the gym, you know, set up interviews with these. And I had like 15 calls scheduled with fucking developers to just like learn a bit more from them too. And just hire the right people, ask the right questions. And I went into a Discord, a really like high quality Shopify dev Discord. And I got another, I just checked right before, like another 14 DMs from people in there that I need to set up for interviews as well. It's just like, I don't know, 30 inbounds. And
what does the process look like on the agency side? Is it like, are you doing all the sales, I'm guessing, currently? And then as soon as that sale, like, you know, money's in, are they paying up front, or are they paying after, or like they paying half, or?
Yeah, right now. So one thing I've learned from all these discussions just with people in the industry and people that have used to do this as a service or do it as one of their many services and have been doing this shit for decades plus, they're like, dude, you are criminally underpriced for the amount of value you're bringing. So change your pricing right away. And I have nothing set up really for our, which is, I wanted to make it super simple, but I got feedback really quickly that kind of made me go the other way. So my pricing right now is just like, you get three different tiers. And essentially in those tiers, it just means you get longer time of I'll step back and say the big kind of advantage to us, aside from, I think nobody will obsess over customer support and just like a better experience, treat you better than I will, but it's, and do the work legitimately and be honest and communicate with you, which is a rarity in this industry, as we've talked about. It's the big thing is that we offer site speed maintenance as standard. So this is a huge thing that I ran into going back to like, why did I get into this? Is even once I found a legit dev to do site speed optimizations or a certain agency to do it for me, it was like 1500 US and they just optimized it. They ran it through their, you know, kind of boilerplate process. They did it well and it was snappy and fast and things improved and we made more money and it was great. And I was sold on the idea of it. But like 3 weeks later, we added, I don't know, 10 new product pages and we played around with our header or with our hero image and we added some shit and the site got quite a bit slower again. I reached back out to them.
Do you think you guys have a monthly retainer type thing or even like
100%, 100%. So, and the MRR will be, I mean, the monthly cost will be quite high on it too, because it's like, you know, app applied development work. So yeah. Right now it's just like, it's $18.99 and you get days of site speed maintenance. So we'll go in, we'll do the initial optimization.
Shopify store though, or a $50 million Shopify store. Yeah, exactly. I'll pay a grand a month.
I don't want to, we haven't closed the deal yet, but I shot my shot. I think you heard about this, but I shot my shot on Twitter with a very, very large, well-known CPG company, or I guess the DTC company on Shopify. And I shot my shot on Twitter. And the founder of it, he's very, very popular on Twitter. He messaged, somehow their CMO got a hold of it, sent it to their CTO. We booked a call and he's like, dude, you're so cheap. They have six sites like across their company and six different, you know, separate URLs. He's like, I want to bring you on and I'll pay for the whole year, which is $5,000. Whole year of site speed maintenance. He's like, I'll pay you for the year for all six of them if we end up going with this Q1. Oh, he's like, it's just like, it's so cheap. I was like, why the hell not? I'm like, okay. He's like,
yeah, you're like, okay, cool. Now I'm going to 4X my prices immediately after this.
Yeah, and I'd already been told it like 10 times in the past week. People are like, dude, a year? Dude, that's like $11 a day for dev work. Like, holy shit. And I'm like, yeah, I guess this is my first agency. And this is my first kind of like digital service. The company I founded before this in 2020 is like the polar opposite. It's called EVs. And we sell like personal electric vehicles and we had a physical store as a click and mortar. And then we opened up a second store, but we're selling like electric vehicles and heavy maintained shipping from China. It was like the most intensive, low margin, painful, people heavy business you could ever imagine. And it just drove me up the wall. And I walked away for the most part to start this.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a whole new world, you know, and a lot of the tenants
say, I'm going to gas you up for a minute, but this is sick. Like, I don't know. I talked to a few companies where I'm like, this is super interesting. Like, it just feels like all the pieces are aligned. Like, nobody's doing it well. There's tons of scammy. Like, what I've seen in any digital services businesses that's related to like marketing, like a lot of the times if there's a ton of snake oil in that space by just being like, oh, we're just, you know,
not a piece of shit.
Yeah, not a piece of shit. Exactly. Say it bluntly. There's so much market that you can go after with that, and like so much opportunity. So anyway.
I thank you for the gas up, and I totally agree. It's great too, because people will start getting into it, and they'll hire a developer to do it the right way, and they'll realize like, oh man, the margins are like a third as good as they can be at some other agency job, and then they'll just go chase the bigger margins because they want the bigger numbers, which I don't blame them. But they're competing against 5,000 other people, and it's like, okay. I'll just stay here in my lane and just focus. And I've been asked to do so many different things as well. And in rare situations, if they kind of still relate to the performance of a page, we'll do it. Like reporting some clients over, we're talking to about some clients over on like legacy 1.0 themes into 2.0 themes, which isn't site speed optimization, but it helps optimize your site speed because there's a whole bevy of benefits of being on a 2.0 theme than there is on a 1.0 theme. So it's like, there's a lot of corollary services as well that tie in that aren't just like, like, oh, we'll optimize your site and we'll do this. It's like, well, we're on 1.0. So, okay, let's give you an invoice to move it over to 2.0 and then let's keep it optimized. But I'm going to switch from that like upfront payment. That's another thing too, is like there's a company I just started working with that I actually referenced already and announced that we're working with, but they're doing millions a year on their Shopify store, and gave me invoice, and he was like, oh, like, can we split it? I don't really like, you know, paying those big chunky ones, right? I'm like, yeah, I guess that's fair. Even big companies don't want to just like slap on a $5,000 one-time payment if they can spread it over months or quarters even. So just having it, it's just not, it's too much friction for a lot of companies that just
want to
tie up that much cash. So I think switching to a, I'm going to switch to a, just like it's $19.99, and that gives you your optimization plus 30 days of site speed maintenance. And then if you want to continue maintaining with us, it's $4.99 a month in perpetuity after that.
They can put it on a CC without having to talk to their boss, right? Like that's like a huge piece of this on the pricing
side. Yeah. You get bi-weekly reports too. So it's not just like, oh, we keep it fast and you don't hear from us. It's like, no, we'll send you detailed PDF reports with a Loom video of me or one of my developers or representative, you know, employee of mine, I'm sure at some point walking through and saying, hey, so the last 2 weeks we didn't do much, but we found this other opportunity. So we went in, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, I love it. All right, we just came to our time. Where can people find you? So it's Nice Agency and you're on Twitter.
TheNiceAgency.co. TheNiceAgency.co. You can check it out. And there's a free site speed audit little button at the top. So click on that, add some information in, and within a day, I'll go in and do a full audit, see my mug on a Loom video, just walking through all the things we can do for your site. That's a great way to start. No cost, no pressure. Or hit me up on Twitter, which I think my Twitter handle is I go by Lucas with a K. I go BY.
I'll get it in the show notes too, so it's easy.
I go by Lucas. Yeah.
Love it, brother. Yeah. All right. We'll stop it here. Cheers.
See you later, Cody.